University of Florida researcher Michael Rogers cautions that using two specific citrus psyllid control products together can reduce effectiveness of those products.
I've been talking a little bit about Surround, which is a kale and clay product. We have been doing a lot of work with this, and we've shown that when you spray out this product, it leaves a white clay residue on the leaf surfaces. This actually deters psyllid feeding, and it actually can be, during the dry season when there's not any rain to wash the kaolin off the leaf surface, it can be quite as effective as even a broad-spectrum insecticide in controlling psyllid populations. Now, we primarily use this product during the dry season. However, there's been a lot of questions. Growers have started to use it even in sometimes a year when we do get some rain, just after the bloom period. And I've had questions about combining this product with foliar-applied systemic insecticides. We know that, or feel pretty certain that this product's not going to interfere at all with contact insecticides like organophosphates and pyrethroids that leave a residue on the leaf surface, so when the insect comes in contact with them, it controls the insect. But these systemic foliar-applied systemic insecticides have to be absorbed into the leaf, so when the insect feeds on that leaf, it then is controlled by feeding on that insecticide. So, in particular, what we found out just recently is some work that was done by Bayer Crop Science in conjunction with some Florida citrus growers, is they actually looked at Movento, which is spirotetramat. It's a systemic insecticide miticide, and they applied it that product alone, and also in combination with Surround, different combinations. And I guess the take-home message is they found that when you had that Surround on the leaf surface, it did act as a barrier that reduced the uptake of foliar-applied systemic insecticides into the leaf tissue. So as the end result, what you had is there was less active ingredient or insecticide making it into the leaf, so ultimately you're getting less control than you would if you hadn't have used that kaolin. So I think really the take-home message is if you're going to be actually applying foliar systemic insecticides, you don't want to be applying those in conjunction with Surround. But by and large, most growers are using Surround during the dry season, and that's typically where most of our products being applied are going to be things like pyrethroids and organophosphates anyways. But that is something just to keep in mind in case you are going to be doing things using products such as Movento or other products that are foliar-applied systemics.
Control of the Asian citrus psyllids that spread HLB is considered an essential element of HLB management. For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.